Our last word in business this morning is about a careless mistake, presumably by an Apple employee, or at least someone who had been entrusted with Apple's newest version of the iPhone, a phone not yet on the market, but he or perhaps she left the prototype in a bar in Silicon Valley.
Renee, that sounds like you've got the opening line to a joke there. A prototype walks into a bar. Anyway, Apple is known for the secrecy with which it guards new products, so this blunder is all the more shocking. Needless to say, photos of the wayward iPhone appeared on a tech blog. Another blog reportedly paid $5,000 to get its hands on the new device, which it then dissected and displayed on its website. Last night, that website, Gizmodo, which is now going to get tons of hits if it hasn't already, posted a letter that it reportedly received from Apple asking for the device back.
Of course, there is the question, Steve, of whether this was really a blunder or an elaborately staged stunt by Apple to generate buzz around the new device. Mm. The New York Times is quoting experts saying it really was a blunder.
And if so, the Wall Street Journal says this could take a bite out of Apple's marketing plans for the new phone. And by the way, if you're wondering, the device has a smaller screen, a front-facing camera with a bigger lens and a bigger battery. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.